Celine Onyango says she's struggling to feed her family. She sells fish, and with the cost of living rising in Kenya, she's noticed a drop in customers.
Everyday prices are going up. Things are tough. We're not seeing any improvement. And things have got worse when the price of fuel went up.
As in so many other countries around the world, the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic problems that followed have hit Kenya hard. Taxes and prices are both on the rise.
In urban areas, it's a volatile thing because it can lead to demonstrations, then riots. A sustained period without a good government communication, treating people like adults and responding in the way it can, could be perilous.
Miriam Allens recently closed down her salon. She says she couldn't afford the rent, electricity bills, and other expenses. She blames the government for failing to stop the rise in the prices.
She hurt so badly, and many have been closed down. And if it goes on like this, more businesses are going to shut down.
Across Kenya, household budgets aren't buying as much as they used to.
A general election is due to be held here in August. The economy and price increases are bound to play a big role in how people vote. Some say they may not even vote at all. Outside the city, the situation is worse. In northern Kenya, a drought has left millions of people facing severe hunger.
The World Bank projects Kenya's economy will grow by around 5% this year. In some parts of the capital, Nairobi, new buildings and infrastructure are being constructed. But people who are struggling say they're not feeling the growth. For many of them, life is just getting harder. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Kiambu, Kenya.